Consider this. First of all, you have disorder, chaos, mental disorder, trying to create a false reality, a quote-unquote dream family. And by the end of the process, it ends in blood. All right, I'm hooked. Tell me the story, Lila. While pregnant, Brittany received a breast cancer diagnosis and decided to deliver the baby early at 25 weeks so that she could receive chemo treatment while giving the child a possible chance of survival. She said her thought was, quote, I want to keep this baby safe and bring it earthside. But the purchasing couple didn't want to pay Brittany for a baby born before 38 weeks due to the potential health problems of a premature baby. They demanded the baby be immediately terminated. And she shows a screenshot of an email in which they make that demand, sent from my iPhone. When Brittany refused to kill the baby, they threatened legal action. When she offered to adopt the child, they demanded a death certificate. Brittany has described her experience as a surrogate as feeling like, quote, a rented out uterus, end quote. Surrogacy laws in California, of course this happened in California, gave no rights to Brittany or to the baby. She was able to deliver the baby at 25 weeks, but the purchasing couple had, quote-unquote, ownership of the child after birth. They ordered that life-saving care be withheld, and subsequently the baby boy died. Lila's commentary, which doesn't nearly go far enough, I'll read it to you, but then we'll unpack it here on Paratalk this morning. Quote, while it appears Brittany tried to protect this child in the womb, her participation in surrogacy played a partial role in the ultimate death of this little boy. From his moment of conception, he was stripped of his fundamental rights and treated as a product that could be discarded at the first sign of defect. One of the very successful lines involved in the smash hit Sound of Freedom is that God's children are not for sale. We imagine that human trafficking is a problem that happens in dirty countries. Honduras and El Salvador, Colombia. You know, those gross countries way far south of us that we wouldn't ever go to because we cherish our earthly lives so much. We would never want to be murdered. And it's okay for Honduras to be the murder capital of the world. That's where all the crime happens. That's where all the criminals are. We imagine that in those dirty brown countries, that's where all of this is happening. And yet, many of us are oblivious to the fact that God's children are indeed for sale. Here in the United States, the USSA. In the United States of America, two disordered human beings who confuse the digestive tract for a reproductive organ. I mean, that's a mental disorder in and of itself. Two mentally deranged human beings can purchase one of God's children. Let's go to Brittany. First of all, yes, Lila points out the error in Brittany's logic. Brittany should never have rented out her own uterus, as if you can rent out your own body parts. This is prostitution. Is what this is. If you rent out your body to someone else, you're a prostitute. Brittany, you're a whore. So let's go back to Brittany, the whore. She received a breast cancer diagnosis and decided to deliver the baby at 25 weeks so that she could receive chemo treatment while giving the child a possible chance of survival. This is what a whore would do. A mother would sacrifice her body to save her child. But because Brittany rented out her body and was selling this child, she had no ownership of it. California law was right. She gave it up. She had no ownership. And therefore, she wasn't invested in the child whatsoever, and there were no maternal instincts at play here. Brittany chose protecting herself over protecting her own child because she didn't view it as her own child. She viewed it as an asset, a commodity to be bought or sold, traded on the open market. That's what she viewed as her own child. So, of course, she wouldn't make the heroic decision that any of you mothers listening to the sound of my voice would have made. You don't just push out a baby at 25 weeks and say, "And well, pretty good chance of survival, pretty good chance of brain damage. I don't care. I got to get my chemo on." No, that is not the Christian point of view. That is not what we do. We are called to be martyrs and heroes. We are called to be saints. But of course, we can't ask for heroism from a whore. She said her thought was, quote, "I want to keep this baby safe and bring it earthside." Good job, Lila. But the purchasing couple didn't want to pay Brittany for a baby born before 38 weeks due to the potential health problems of a premature baby. They demanded that the baby be immediately terminated. The email, the surrogate urgent email that Lila posted is unfortunately too fuzzy to read to you. I don't think that even if I could read it, though, that it would be something that we would all want to hear. This is the order from two disordered, mentally deranged psychopaths who confuse the digestive tract for a reproductive organ. These are fecal fascists, fecal fanatics, who are making life and death decisions about someone else's body. Strange. I thought it was my body, my choice. I was told by a reliable source that these fecal fanatics resolutely stood by and behind the idea of my body, my choice. Get your hands off my womb. Well, unless there are two homosexuals involved, fecal fanatics, when the fecal fanatics are involved, it's your body, their choice. And they demanded that the baby be immediately terminated. Brittany had some sense of conscience left in her, despite her whoring and her playing God and selling of children, engaging in human trafficking, despite her capital sins. She did have some gleam of conscience left, which Lila highlights, when she refused to terminate the baby. Now, the fecal fanatics threatened legal action, will sue you, will force you to terminate the baby, because that is not what the fecal fanatics wanted to build. The fecal fanatics wanted to construct their quote-unquote ideal family. And what is their ideal family? Two men and a little healthy boy that they can abuse regularly. That is their ideal family. It's a postcard that they can send out. Meanwhile, the horrors that would have happened in that house, unspeakable horrors, would have gone on for years and years and years. When she offered to adopt the child, this is the only decent thing that Brittany could do at this point, they demanded a death certificate. Surrogacy laws in California gave no rights to Brittany or the baby. She did deliver the baby at 25 weeks, but the purchasing couple, the buyers of that human being, had ownership of the child.